Well, Scotty Scheffler, he's reinstated his status as the best golfer in the world. And according to my expert, Larry Canning, by a country mile, he's won the Masters for a second time. It was a huge four-shot victory. And the world number one was apparently short-priced favourite. It was the front runner after shooting 6-under in the first round. Thanks to Callaway, Larry Canning, golf pro, golf expert. Good morning to you, Laz.
Good morning, Lukey. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Laz, I know you're very excited by this. Scotty Scheffler, world number one, and Tiger Woods, not so much.
Tiger Woods, definitely not world number one.
Take us through it, Larry. Was it exciting? Compared to LIV Golf, is the Masters still exciting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Look, it's the first major of the year, so we've waited 9 months to get to this major since the last one, which was the British Open in July. So, yeah, we're always excited when the Masters comes around. It's played on this majestic golf course called Augusta National. And it's just, there's not a blade of grass out of place. It's a magnificent place. But it's beautiful, but it can be a bit naughty.
Right.
A bit like my wife, in fact.
Yes.
Yeah,
Sandy. God love
her. Yeah. Yeah, it was really windy the first 3 days, particularly Friday. It was almost unplayable. So it played as hard as it physically could. And Tiger Woods shot 82 on Saturday, you know, and clearly he made the cut, which was it was great in itself just to get through to the weekend. But you can, if a guy like that, even that he's the twilight of his career, shoots 82 on a golf course, you know it's playing bloody tough, and it did. Scotty Scheffler, look, he's doing things that Tiger was doing 15 years ago. His last four events, you know how hard it is to win on the American Tour, Lukey? The last four events he's played in, he's won three of them and came runner-up in the one he didn't win. Had a five-footer to go into a playoff and missed it, so... Yeah, you know, no one does that. You know, Tiger did it. Maybe Jack Nicklaus did it. He's doing stuff that is very, very special, and it's, the win was a four-stroke win. It may not have been the most riveting to watch, but just watching this guy, who leads all the stats in ball striking, driving, chipping, he's the best at everything.
Wow.
It's extraordinary, and you know he's. Who would back? We haven't seen a favourite for a tournament, 7-2 favourite he was. We haven't seen that since Tiger was playing at his best. So this is special.
I'm not an expert. You are. But I always got the impression that when Tiger was at his very, very best, he was like the Michael Jordan of golf. Extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that Scotty Scheffler is better than when Tiger was at his best?
He's on track. He's on track to do stuff.
So that's a huge rap, isn't it?
It is a huge thing. And it is, as I said, it's historic. Unusual golf swing, really bizarre looking swing. In fact, whereas Tiger's was near perfect and so was Nicklaus's. Scotty Scheffler's, he has this footwork. It looks a little bit like Michael Flatley. I mean, it's just his feet and legs and stuff going everywhere. But he gets the club and the ball perfectly every time. And when he putts well, he just wins. So, you know, as I said, he's... There's another major. We have now three majors in the next 3 months, Luke. There's the four majors played in the space of 4 months now every year. No way that, if you beat Scheffler for the next one, which is the US PGA, you'll probably win it. That's how good this guy is.
Wow. Larry Canning is with us, thanks to Callaway. Lazza, how did the Australians go?
Cam Smith played beautifully. He's on the LIV Tour now, so we don't see him play in America very much. On that tour, he'll play the four majors. He came tied sixth. Yeah, so that's a terrific effort. 2 under par. When you look at Scotty Scheffler's 11 under par, it doesn't look all that bloody brilliant, but it is.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
You know, because 7 under was second prize. There's another kid called Ludvig Åberg. Keep an eye and an ear out on this kid because he came second, Luke, and this is his first major. He's just been plucked from nowheresville to play in the Ryder Cup last year against the world's best Americans, the best players in the world from America and Europe, and he was picked by the captain as a captain's pick, and yeah. since then he's just been doing special stuff. So he's a really good looking swinger and a nice kid. Keep an eye on him. Cam Smith, best Aussie. We didn't Adam Scott down the list a little bit, 22nd. Cam Davis, 12th. Minwoo Lee, disappointing for Minwoo Lee, 22nd. Jason Day, 30th. And Jasper Stubbs, a young kid who won the amateur championship here in Australia, missed the cut.
All right. Do we have a future world number one here in Australia at the moment?
I reckon Minwoo Lee is close to that, sort of looking at him to be as good as, maybe not a Scheffler, but a Norman. You know, he could win a major. He could definitely win a major. He's playing in all of them now. His world ranking's nice and high. He won the Australian PGA last year, Luke, and then came second in the Australian Open. He's a special talent, and he's got all the tools, all the bits. He's and Minji Lee's brother. Minji Lee's Australia's bestest female golfer.
Yeah. Lazza, what's the next big LIV golf thing?
Next week, Luke, Adelaide.
And you're there.
I'm there.
You're there.
Oh, I'm there. I'm all over it. I'm not playing, I'll definitely be all over it.
All right. Well, we'll hear from you. Hey, listen, enjoy LIV golf in Adelaide next weekend. Thank you for that, Lazza. And
good on you, Luke.
We'll get you back on the man cave in a couple of weeks when you finish with your golf. All right.
Let's go, mate.
Let's rip.
Let's go.
Let's rip. Thanks to Callaway, Larry Canning, and golf here on The Night Shift on Triple M.